this is not feasible without doing quite a bit of disruption. If it comes 3 hours and 5 minutes later, it should be fine. And that's what this that's what this language provides for. And I think it would be a great mistake to try to impose something so rigidly that there's no flexibility at all. It's a radio station.
All right, are there any...
I'd like to speak to that, Richard.
Richard?
You know, having worked at three different radios, actually four, volunteer at KPFA a few times in the past years, I've done things, but three commercial stations, you know, flexibility, you have commercials that are scheduled by contract to go to a certain time, and you play them the next hour, they don't care. You know, they just want to get them played, and I don't think anybody's going to, you know, this is like a guideline to make sure people don't wait 6 hours, you know, and I think if you change that language, you know, look, Mary said, if somebody gets sick and shows up late, who's going to make a big deal out of that? Nobody that I know of in the world. I mean, that's something that happens. If the station goes off the air because of electricity problems, you're going to fire the manager because it didn't play when there was no signal? No.
Your motion says that. Well,
Mary,
point of order.
Interrupt him. He still has
sorry.
The floor.
Just Mary, excuse me.
Thank you. I think we don't need to be paranoid about the side that Mary's talking about. I think the paranoia has to come from the side of not having some strict guidelines, and if people have to go over a little bit, I don't think anybody's going to care if they say, oh, yeah, well, I had to play it next hour. So what? I wouldn't complain, and I'm the sort of the, you know, in the KPFA area, I'm the sort of the election, you know, person that kind of watching over it all and complaining. I wouldn't care. It wouldn't matter to me. I just want some kind of format that guarantees some regularity, and flexibility should be fine. I'm worried about the other way, that you give somebody flexibility and they don't want to do it. They'll use that flexibility to not have it happen and say, well, I had there'll be a million excuses.
All right. Anyone else to speak to this motion? Okay. I would like to speak to it before we go to a vote.
Hello.
Against the motion. The change, actually, I think the original language is sufficient. Are there anyone else to speak to this motion, and then we can move on?
Yes, it's Serena. I was trying to get
Serena,
your attention.
Yes. Oh, go ahead.
I think, you know, it's fine to say, well, let's make it really firm and very rigid, and, you know, then we'll be flexible in the enforcement. I think it's much more sensible to... I don't think we need to try to be punitive all the time. I think it's much more effective to build flexibility into the process. If we want cooperation and collaboration, let's use language that encourages that. If the local election supervisor feels that they're not getting the cooperation that's required to come up with a schedule that is workable in terms of making it available to the largest numbers of listeners, there's a process. You know, that's why there's a national election supervisor who has authority to take particular action.
All right.
It seems to me counterproductive to use a hammer when you don't have to.
I don't accept that characterization of the language, but I understand that the speakers can't. Are we ready to move on to a vote on this? Mary, if you'd call the roll.
Okay.
Can I speak just one more second?
I have a point of information, please.
You know, I think our local election, a national election supervisor, was just speaking to us an hour ago talking about how he wasn't getting any cooperation on many things. Oh, there.
I don't.
Point of information, Zane?
Now, we're voting on the entire motion?
No, just the first part of the language, the part about the logs we've already passed. So we divided it.
And then, because I have another amendment with regard to the rest of... Rich's motion was offered.
We're not there yet.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Are we
ready to go, please? Yes.
All right.
Could you read it again?
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Corrections now.
I'm sorry?
I don't have all the corrections.
With
all the corrections.
Please start with when a fund drive occurs.
Two of them. I mean, the quotation marks and the other one, I know.
That passed.
Yeah,
that was
Those are not a problem.
There was no objection.
I know that. What did somebody want me to read?
No, Mary is going to read the motion that we're about to vote on, and if everybody would stay connected so we don't have to repeat it again, thank you.
What we're voting on is the Serene's amendment to Richard's motion.
Begin with when a fund drive occurs.
Yeah, so when a fund drive occurs during these time periods, during an election year, now I think it kicks in there, am I correct?
Yes, the PD.
Yes, okay. The local election supervisor and the PD, the program director, shall work together to create a rotation schedule that is both effective for the listenership and not disruptive to the fund drive. That's the amendment.
Okay.
To Richard's motion.
Thank you. Do you want to call the roll, please?
And we're now... So, Mary Berg votes yes. Let's see. I didn't put a note down here. Carolyn Burton?
I'll pass.
Okay. Terry Goodman?
Yes.
Patty Heffley? I guess she's muted, Patty Heffley. Okay. Melinda Eiley Doan?
Can you come back to me on that one?
Sure.
Thanks.
Richard Phelps?
Passing for the moment.
I'm sorry?
Passing for the moment. I'm thinking on
Richard Phelps is passing. All right. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Okay. Deb Shafto?
Pass.
Okay. Ted Weisgall?
No.
Don White?
No.
LaVon Williams?
No.
Carol Wolf?
No.
You voted no. Okay. Now.
And, this is Jane Gatewood.
What were you on? When did you come on, Jane?
About a half hour ago.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I heard my own announcement, but you all were thick in the middle of stuff, I guess.
Didn't hear it, sorry.
Okay, so...
I would vote yes.
Okay. Gee, okay. Let's see, you're about 7:05 you got here, I guess. Okay.
Who was that?
That was Jane Gatewood. Mm-hmm. Okay, she voted yes. Now, let's see, Carolyn Burden?
No.
Okay. Patty Heffley? Patty Heffley? Unmute, Patty. I'll come back to her. I'll come back to Patty if you can hear me.
Back. You just did come back.
Well, I mean, she isn't unmuted at the moment. Melinda Eiley Doan.
Based upon the fact that I'd like to hear more information in reference to that, I'd say no.
Richard Phelps?
No.
And let's see, this is Deb Shafto.
No.
Okay, so Patty, we're going once, going twice. I guess we don't have Patty. Okay. So the yes is, I count, 4.
Sorry, I'm sorry,
think
Mary.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Could you start over?
With the count?
For some reason, I think, I don't know.
Hello?
What? Who's this?
Yes, LaVon, I'm sorry, it's a little bit confusing. Mary, would you
LaVon voted
count,
no.
Please?
Yes, LaVon voted no. We got that.
She already voted.
I've already voted. I couldn't hear you for a second. Maybe it was my phone. Sorry.
I vote no, too.
Who is voting no? Patty, are you voting
Patty.
No?
Patty.
You're voting no? Huh? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so 4 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, no. So the amendment fails. Now we have to go to the main motion.
I have, this is Serene, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I have a point of information for Richard on something in the motion, and then an amendment on something else.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Ask away.
You said something about two forms before October 18th?
Right.
Do you mean two totally different forums or a forum that is rebroadcast?
I mean, they could do one and play it a second time, but or a debate. Either way, just two broadcasts, you know, before the ballots come out. That's the whole idea, because the ballots should arrive around the 17th or 18th.
Well, it kind of depends on the year. Do you want to use language that's more flexible, that says 3 days from the mailing or something like that?
No, they're always supposed to be mailed on the 15th, and the only thing...
No, they have to be mailed a certain amount of time from after the record date, remember? Today it's going out, this year it's going out on the 16th, for example, not the 15th.
The 15th is Sunday. That date is the one that sets all the other dates up. The 18th should be fine.
Richard, read the last line of your motion.
Very last line. The election times change, these requirements shall be adjusted accordingly.
Okay, I don't have a copy in front of me. I can't get everything. The other thing, did you say something about playing these announcements about the upcoming deadline? Is this the record date deadline? You want the part played every 3 hours, 8 times a day, every day?
Right.
Okay, I think that's a bit much. I'm wondering, what?
Maybe as short as 30 seconds. The point is to let people know.
I wasn't asking for justification. Okay. I was just asking for clarification about what your motion said. I would actually like to offer an amendment that asks that card be played 3 times a day for the month of August.
3 times a day, you're asking?
Instead of what?
Instead of 8 times a day, every 3 hours?
Right. I saw it as a fundraising pitch also. Oh, people would go sign up.
So that is your amendment? Then you're substituting, let's see, which line is this?
For the month of August, 30 to 60-second card or live announcement of the deadline to be eligible to vote at least 3 times a day instead of once every 3 hours. Is that what you're amending? That's for the month of August. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I have a point of information. Richard, are you offering this as a substitute to Don's motion or as an amendment to it?
It was initially...
It's a substitute.
Separate
me,
one, and
Marriott.
Then we integrated it to be a substitute. I don't remember. Did you table his or did we make it a substitute?
We tabled it until this one is over, and I didn't...
And at that point, it's its own separate motion now, and we're discussing it. So your question's really moot. We just vote it up or down, and then we go on to his.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. I'd forgotten. All right. So the motion before us is to substitute 3 times a day for language at least once every 3 hours, which is effectively 8 times a day. But the language is simply at least once every 3 hours, substitution language 3 times a day. Is there any discussion on this? Perhaps we can go right to a vote.
Let me just say something. The reason that I put that in there is, number one, I think it is a fundraising thing. You're saying to people, hey, if you're listening out there and you want to vote, go send some money in. You know, you got to sign up. Or if there's happens to be a fund drive going on, come down and help out and get your volunteer time. So, you know, I don't understand why every 3 hours, 30-second message like that would be harmful. I mean, I certainly would want to do it every hour, but I want it enough so that everybody hears it.
Are there any other, anyone else want to speak to that before?
Yeah, I would.
Serene, go ahead.
August has 31 days, so we're talking about playing this more than 240 times.
Belinda, are you done? K50?
I'm
sorry.
Welcome back. I think that we do want the message to go out, and there are a number of ways that message goes out. Certainly it goes out when people are pitching. You know, here are some of the benefits of membership. It goes out with our literature. It can, you know, go on the website maybe a little earlier than it has. Maybe people need to be put in place a little earlier. Maybe the NES in the next round will send out notices for the website even before there are people hired locally to do, you know, the details, to handle the details. So I think there are ways to do it. I just think that there are a lot of things that we need to have on our air, and mandating that this particular announcement gets played
8 times a day might be a bit much for a month.
Don White.
Don, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to oppose the amendment. I am going to oppose it partly because of something Les Rafferty said, which I know is true, and that is we have a declining interest and a declining awareness among listeners and listener sponsors about democratic governance. And I think this is going to be a trend. I hate to say this, but I think it's going to be a trend. So I think to actually confront this trend that Les is quite accurately reflecting to us, that we have to be more proactive to let listener sponsor, non-commercial, free speech radio listeners know that there's democratic governance. So I'm going to support the original language. I don't think 8 times a day is too much to remind our listeners that this is a real experiment in democratic radio. So I'm going to oppose the amendment and support the original language.
Mary Berg, I'd like
Mary. Carol Wolf to be on the stack.
Who, please?
Carol Wolf.
Carol, go ahead. Mary, and then Carol.
I agree with Don, and one of the reasons I like the language about doing it every 3 hours is that you get different kinds of programs over the 24 hours, so I think it's a very fair way to get the message out to the full range of listeners.
Mm-hmm. Mary?
Yeah, I want to speak without speaking specifically to how many times a day. I think the salient point that some people may be missing is to ask, why is there a declining interest? If people go out and ask listeners why they're not interested, or just let them tell you, I think you will get a big earful from just listeners of the kind that call and support during the fund drive, who come in to answer phones. Those listeners, they will tell you, and I think for those people to hear the same thing over and over again is simply going to alienate them further. They're disgusted with the infighting and the stuff that has gone on and the lack of productivity, and some of them have even stopped subscribing, as we are finding out from prospective candidates trying to get signatures. So I would hope people might want to investigate this for themselves, not to take my word. Go out and start sampling regular listeners.
And, of course, we have.
I'd like to be on the stack. This is Ted.
Yes, and I would put myself on the stack after Ted. Go ahead, Ted, please.
I think we're losing sight of the fact that this is not just about a Pacifica election. This is about trying to establish a new matrix for the way this country operates. I support the original motion. I think once every 3 hours is a good thing. I would even support the idea of it being more frequent than that, and in fact I will when it comes to the issue of candidate statements, but I don't think that the message has to be the same one. I think they can have a variety of carts, and I hope they get clever with this thing, and I don't want to make an amendment to this because I think this is going on too long, but I really do think that a variety of approaches, messages, voices, sometimes humorous, sometimes serious, but 3 times is good by me, and I do not support the amendment.
This is Carolyn, and I, too, do not support the amendment. I think we're tinkering with this sort of thing much too long. People tune in sometimes to one program, and they're gone after 1 hour. So 3 times every 3 hours is just fine. So I'm going to oppose the amendment. If there's no one else to speak to this, maybe take a vote, Mary?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Wait 1 second. Okay. Okay. Mary Berg, I'm passing for the moment. Let's see. Carolyn Burton?
No. Just for clarity, could you read the amendment?
Okay. This would substitute in Richard's motion, where it says, for the month of August, a 30 to 60 second cart or live announcement of the deadline to be eligible to vote. The original language says at least once every 3 hours. The amendment would say 3 times a day instead of once every 3 hours.
Thank you.
Have I clarified?
Yes.
Okay, so now, let's see. Carolyn, I think you said no, but I'm...
No.
Okay. Jane Gatewood.
Yes.
Terry Goodman.
No.
Patty Heffley. Patty Heffley.
I think she's gone.
Well, she came back before, so we don't know. Melinda Eilie Doan.
I got real mixed emotions. Could you come back with me?
I sure could.
Thank you, ma'am.
For you, anything. Okay. Richard Phelps?
No.
No. Okay. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Ted Weisgau?
No.
Don White?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Carol Wolf?
No.
Okay. Mary Berg votes yes. And Patty Heffley, are we hearing from her? Not yet. Melinda Eilie Doan.
Put me down for a no, please.
I guess Patty. Last chance, Patty. Okay.
Going once, going twice.
Gone. Three yes. And nine no.
All right.
So that amendment fails.
All right, so moving right along. I think we're finished with that amendment, if I haven't lost track again.
So now we vote on Richard's motion.
On Richard's motion as amended.
Yeah, a point of information.
Uh-huh.
I'd just like to direct this question to Richard. Do you believe that the motion as written, because we're going to be taking this to the PNB, is clear enough that it goes into effect immediately and is not a motion that is kind of designing something for future elections? Is there, is there an assumption here that this goes into effect immediately?
As during each election year, the following promotions shall be mandatory for each station.
Yeah, include, okay. Okay, that takes care of my my question.
I mean, if I was sitting as a judge, that's how I'd rule reading this language.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And, Madam Chair, a point of information.
Please.
My understanding is that if the vote on Richard's motion should fail, then we take up Don White's motion. If the vote on Richard's motion passes, then Don White's motion is no longer on the table.
No, that is not my understanding. I think we moved to put it after to take it up after we dealt with Richard's motion. I don't think it was presented as a substitute.
Well, I thought it was. I mean,
I clarify?
Please.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she's absolutely right. But if Richard's motion passes, I may withdraw my motion.
Oh, so, I hope you don't do that.
Well, you can't have them both.
We'll speak to that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Folks,
if there's two different horses there.
Okay.
This is Jane. I have a point of clarification.
Yes. Go ahead, Jane.
This is going to go to the PNB as a proposed policy, right? This is not going to be like a bylaw amendment, right?
No. This is a recommendation.
Just a joke.
To the. Well, I wish we could, but no.
All right,
correct.
So this is a policy that's being proposed for PNB adoption.
Correct. These are the details. Okay.
So the amended motion then, as I will put it in the notes unless somebody says otherwise, is during each election year, the following election promotion shall be mandatory at each station. For the month of August, the 30 to 60 second cart or live announcement of the deadline to be eligible to vote at least once every 3 hours. This may include, quote, encouragement to run, unquote, information. For the month of September, up to the candidate entry deadline, a 30 to 60 second cart or verbal announcement once every 3 hours advising listeners how to sign up to run, let's see now. I think did we? Oh, my goodness. Somebody help me here, because I can read this, but it will take me a while. Did we agree as a delegate candidate? That's what I thought we agreed to, to run as a delegate candidate. Thank you.
We never voted on that.
I thought we did.
There was no objection.
By unanimous consent.
There was no objection.
Oh, that's what I wrote. I'm sorry. If I had understood, I would have objected.
Okay. Okay. October and November. Candidate cards once every 3 hours and at least two candidate forums or debates before October 18th. Period. From October 18th to November 15th, candidates...
Candidates once every four hours.
I corrected that. I'm sorry, I didn't get the correction.
Right.
Candidate carts or forums? Candidate carts once every 4 hours, and the candidate forum or debate, singular, replayed at least once. So this amendment, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that was singular, so there's only one candidate forum or debate.
It should be plural. Forums or debates, replay.
Plural?
There were two before, and you replay them again.
Okay, so it's plural, not singular.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, that's another correction. Okay. When a fund drive occurs during these time periods, during an election year, each station must integrate the election announcements required above into the fund drive. Nothing in this resolution prohibits a station from doing more election coverage. Should the election times change, these requirements should be adjusted accordingly. Now, there is also the amendment... The station shall maintain logs of actual playing times.
And?
We didn't have any more.
I don't think there was objection to and provide these logs to the local...
Oh, I'm sorry, you're quite right. I'm sorry, I have that here. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And provide these logs... to the local supervisor. That's what we passed.
Local election
Correct.
Supervisor.
Election supervisor. Yeah, I have that. Sorry.
Okay.
Now, I have a point of information. Would it not be those that the sentence should come before... The two that read, nothing in this resolution prohibits the station from doing more election coverage. And then shouldn't it come then?
Which?
The logs.
Yes.
Okay, that's agreed. All right. Is that clear to people?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you putting it?
It would come before the last two sentences. It would follow the sentence which reads, when a fund drive occurs during these time periods during an election year, each station must integrate the election announcements required into the fund drive. The station will maintain logs. Okay?
Fine. Good.
Okay.
All right.
So.
It's a roll call.
Okay, we are ready. Well, of course it's a roll call. How else can I do it? I can't do it
by ear. I could have given you a drum roll, I would have.
Are we
ESP
in the
just doesn't
point of information?
Yes, Ted.
Are we in debate on this?
No, we're voting. We're voting on the motion as amended. Wait a second. Yes.
You told me earlier that I could not speak to the substance of this motion earlier, and I said, okay, I'll wait till now. I want to speak to this.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
You're absolutely right. I should have called for debate. Is there any further debate on this motion, on the entire motion?
I would like to.
Go ahead.
And Serene, please.
Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I would hope that you will amend your own motion and change this from the October-November candidate cards as well as the October 18th to November 15th. Is that candidate carts as well? No, just the candidate carts. In Houston, we aired them one per hour. We had something like 50 candidates in the last election. If you only do it once every 3 hours, you're going to barely hear these candidates.
Let me clarify something. In Berkeley, what we did is we did three or four of them at a time.
Right.
Actually, the only time we ever had that many candidates was the first election. We had 62.
Right.
I'm sorry. Who's
when we were electing everybody.
This is Melinda.
Kid had a point to make, and Richard started. Excuse me. I'd like a little order here. Ted was making a suggestion to Richard. Richard responded. With your response?
Well, my question
Go ahead, Ted.
You know, the idea, I don't think this is clear that we're talking about candidate carts. It says once every 3 hours. Well, I don't know how many carts he's talking about. Here in Houston, as Melinda just said, during the first election, and I would assume that it's best error on the side of a liberal approach here, that we should have at least one candidate heard every hour. If you're going to do three simultaneous every third hour, I guess that's just as good. But one way or another, this idea that we could be offering just one candidate every 3 hours, which this language permits, is inadequate as far as I'm concerned. So, Richard, would you please make some change to make it much more clear?
Okay, I mean, I understand your point. I was thinking in terms of the way we did it here.
Yeah.
It seemed fine, you know.
Carrie?
We combined them together.
Okay. I'd like to go on the track, please.
Was Serene next or Melinda? Who was next? I didn't hear. Melinda? I guess so. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Yes, I would urge definitely more frequently than 3 hours, and the reason is very simple. The reason has to do more so with the fact that we have everybody doesn't work 8 to 5. And one reason, now we've talked about it locally, that the hours between midnight and 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, chances are good, there are not a whole lot of people out there listening, but there are a lot of people that work in varied shifts, especially in the larger cities, you know, like ours, you know, New York, Houston, and such. So for that reason, I like the idea of having a rotation. And I know in the last two elections, that's why it was that we played them once an hour, because that way we had a chance and we actually did a rotation. That way you didn't wind up being played at 3 o'clock every afternoon. Be at 3 o'clock one day, you'd be at 3 o'clock in the morning, you could possibly be noon. And we rotated for that reason, so that that way everybody would get an opportunity to hear an understanding of everybody. That's why we did that.
I'm going to put myself on the stack here and make 2 points. One is, it is getting very late,
mm-hmm.
and we have already debated the question of frequency at some length.
Mm-hmm.
So to come now and redo that is a bit tedious. The other mm-hmm. point is that your points are well taken. I think Richard's point is well taken, that this doesn't preclude anyone from doing two or three at a time. The language does say at least once every 3 hours. So mm-hmm. I think that if, in fact, we have such an extraordinary number of candidates, and I would, you know, be amazed if that happened, then I think this probably could be amended very easily. Or producers
mm-hmm.
could add to it, using that at least once every 3 hours with a little bit of encouragement. So I would ask people not to offer any new amendments on this. We have a good deal of work to do. It's
we
getting
sure
quite
do.
Great. And I wonder if we could just vote on this. Not that I disagree with your points. They're well taken. But I think the language makes provision for people to do exactly what you're suggesting without nailing it down. Ted and Melinda, if that's all right with you, could we move on?
Well, I was hoping Richard would amend his own motion, and that wouldn't require a vote. It would be his own motion.
It would require a vote. It's on the table
it
now.
Would
it
still require a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, I put the language in there about, you know, nothing prohibits a station from doing more, and I wanted to have a number that was sort of moderate, so hopefully the PNB would pass it. I thought if it was too tight, you know, we might get too much resistance to get nothing. I guess that's the, you know, and it can be amended when it gets up there, you know. If people want to start lobbying their people, if they just tighten it up a little, and, you know, that'd be fine. I just think that the whole notion of, oh, you know, that we have some requirements so that the management can't think, I don't have to pay any attention to election crap,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would give the supervisor some additional muscle. So I just want to get it done, and then, you know, we can amend it later. It's just a recommendation to the PNB, so we can lobby up there to make changes.
Good point.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Idea in people's heads.
All right. Are there any objections to moving on to a vote? I thank you for the indulgence and the expedition. Mary, would you go ahead, please?
Okay, let me just change the time I put here. Okay. Now, I'll go for the bottom this time. Carol Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. LaVarne Williams? LaVarne Williams. Well, I'll come back to her. Okay, Don White?
Yes.
Ted Weisgall?
Yes, with the hopes that there are more teeth put in at the
national
level.
Okay, it's just a yes, Ted. I'm
level.
Sorry. I'm only going to put down just
Ted, you know
yes.
better than that.
I don't want you to waste your precious breath. I'm not going to write that part down. Deb Shapiro.
I wasn't asking you to.
Yes, I beg, please.
Deb. I'm sorry, Deb?
Yes.
Okay. Serene Roberts?
No. Did you hear?
Yeah, got it.
Thanks.
Richard Phelps?
Yes.
Melinda Eiley Doan? Melinda?
I'm going to say yes.
Patty Heffley? Every time I mention her name, different noises happen, which makes me think she's somewhere, so... If you're lurking in mute land, please come out. Okay, Terry Goodman?
Yes.
Carolyn, James Gatewood?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams, are you there?
Oh, yeah. We're voting on the motion, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay, yes.
Okay. And I didn't put myself down, but I was passing because I'm not in here. I didn't register. I'm voting no. Okay. Hunt. Sorry.
Hi, it's Terry.
6, 7, 8, 9. I have 10 yes and 2 no.
Good.
So.
Good.
All right.
So moving right along, we're going back to the... very first motion to Don White, so I would like to open that for discussion. I'll put myself on the stack after the maker. Don, would you like to speak to that?
And Gary?
Yeah. If the body, if the committee does not think that this is moot after passing the more specific one, I put forward this motion, which I know Jane and others haven't heard. I don't know if I should read it again very, very quickly. I put it forward because I wanted to absolutely present to the PNB this recommendation that they mandate and direct station management to continue to air candidates. It only deals with the candidates' CART statements, and that it asks that they be handled in the same way that we did last year in past elections. Does the chair want me to read this quickly?
Yes, I think for the new people and because we are so late, but you may as well go ahead.
Okay, I'll do it very quickly. I'm going to read rapidly. Whereas all signal areas need the maximum on-air promotion and explanation of their LSB elections, and whereas all Pacifica signal areas are challenged in meeting the bylaws mandated quorum for the LSB elections, and whereas most listener sponsors receive their primary information from on-air promotion and education regarding the elections, and whereas many LSB candidates are relatively new to the governance process and need maximum processes and exposure for introducing themselves to the voters, therefore, the motion is the PNB Elections Committee recommend to the Foundation Executive Director and the Pacifica National Board that they direct all station management to continue to air candidates' CART statements as in past elections, and that the National Election Supervisor determine the frequency and rotation of these CARTs, and that it be uniform around the network.
All right, thank you. That's open for discussion. Mary?
I'd like to be on the stack.
Please.
I really don't think... I feel that Richard's was a substitute motion... But when this language contradicts what we just passed here, the National Election Supervisor determined the frequency and rotation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Richard says. His is very precise as to the frequency. So I'm not really sure. The rest of it's whereas it. So I'm not sure.
Well, no, it isn't
why we're
whereas
doing this.
It's
contradictory.
One person at a time, please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a contradiction.
Yes.
In
all
this.
Right.
So, and that's in the motion part. And the rest of the whereases are simply just arguments in favor of it. They're not part of a motion. So I would wonder if perhaps if we consider that Richards was a substitute motion, then we have actually dealt with this subject.
I
don't see how the two go together.
All right, who would be next on the stack? I'm taking a stack here.
Jane, I just need to
Richard would like to speak.
I need to sign off.
Oh, Jane?
Oh,
all right, Jane.
Sorry,
thank
Jane.
You.
Thanks so much
on.
For coming on.
Thank you.
Richard, anyone else?
Terry.
All right. And I'll put myself on after Terry. Go ahead, Richard.
I would like to amend Don's motion to make it consistent with the one we just passed, and I think the only thing we need to do, it's a nice philosophical statement, I like the way it was written. I would just add that where it talks about the National Supervisor shall determine the frequency, we have to find some language, I'm kind of tongue-tied, that would say determine the frequency with the minimum as per, you know, this other motion. So, in other words, that's my motion's the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
The supervisor can go above that, but he can't go below it. And I think that would make Ted happy.
So
correct.
You're saying.
All right, Terry?
Okay, I've got several suggested amendments. We'll do them one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
First is in the first two whereases that LSB be stricken and delegate be substituted so that they be delegate elections
wait a
rather
second.
Than LSB elections.
In the motion you're talking about?
Yes.
Or in this whereases? Or
paragraph what? One, paragraph two, and...
You mean all the whereases?
There's just two.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there's more
there's
than two, but...
three.
Yeah,
four.
Okay.
So there's three. Yeah, you want to take... all the whereas, all the LSBs out and put in delegates, is that correct?
Yeah.
In the whereases. All right.
Yeah. So, is there objection?
And no objection to that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my second is more substantial. The third paragraph asserts that most listener sponsors receive their primary information from on-air promotion. And I don't know that that's true. The next paragraph asserts that many LSB candidates are relatively new to governance. And I don't know how many are many or if that is true. So I will move to strike those two paragraphs.
Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, please.
Unless I'm badly mistaken, the committee will only vote on the motion. Someone who's more attuned to this, the whereases are not necessarily validated by a committee vote, I believe. I believe it's the portion starting with the PNB Elections Committee recommend. I believe we'll only be voting on the motion. Is that true, or does the committee have to validate and vote on the whereases as well?
That's a good question. They usually travel with a motion. Does anyone have an answer to that? I do not.
Well, Mary Berg, you don't vote on the whereases, but they stick there with the motion, as Carolyn said. So if they're incorrect or give whatever, then they affect the opinion about the motion, possibly.
Okay. I'll withdraw my point, and I'll just argue it out.
All right. I would like
to
speak to that motion, and I have to apologize to Richard. We should have dealt with his motion when it came up, but we will do that next.
What?
I think the...
I beg pardon?
Pardon?
I'm not... Okay, I don't understand.
Richard had made a motion, and I went right to the next.
Which
is Perry, and we did not address
got
that.
You.
So
he means amendment.
Amendment, I'm sorry.
And
right,
point of information, amendment. What was the word you wanted to say, Richard? I didn't get that.
Oh, what I wanted to add is...
No, we're not going to do that now, Richard, if I may. Let's, as long as we're here, we'll finish this,
okay.
If I may. Paragraphs 3 and 4, and then we'll go back to yours.
Okay.
Simply to keep it orderly. But I think we do need to address this. You want to strike 3 and 4. I would object to that because I think that those are probably true, and there are enough weasel words in there. Most listener sponsors and many LSP candidates or many delegate candidates, that those would be rather innocuous statements. I don't think that they're totally misleading. So I would speak against that change. Also, because of the hour, I would speak against that change, but perhaps I'm not allowed to say that.
Mary,
anyone else to speak on that, Mary?
Yeah, I would like to speak. Because of the hour, I would like to support it and have done with it and hope that people wouldn't object because I don't think...
Support what?
Cherry's amendments.
Striking 3 and 4. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else to speak on this?
Well, Don White.
Don. Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's even later. It's a little after 8 here on the West Coast, but it's getting into the midnight hours out. But I don't want to belabor this, but I just don't agree with Terry that these are incorrect statements. I believe they're true statements, and I think they do add a motivation for this. So I would object to striking them because I think they are the rationale for my motion. So, of course, I'm not anxious to have my rationale blighted.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else want to speak to this? No? All right. Then I think we should move to a vote on Terry's motion first to strike paragraph 3 and 4.
Okay. Okay. Whoops, my little. Okay. Mary Berg, yes. Carolyn Burden?
No.
No. Jane Gatewood is gone. Terry Goodman?
Yes.
Patty Heffley? Melinda is gone. Richard Phelps?
No.
I'm not gone. I'm still listening.
Oh, I thought you said you had to leave. I'm sorry. Well, how do you vote?
I'm waiting.
Oh, okay.
And listen.
I'm sorry to have, offed you from the call. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. Ted Blasco.
No.
Mm-hmm. And Don White.
Let's see. No.
And LeVarn Williams.
No.
And Cheryl Wolf, are you?
Yeah, I'm still here. Nope.
Okay. So. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Melinda.
Yes.
Okay. So it's 5 yes, and 1, 2, 3, and 6 no. So that fails.
All right.
Terry back on the stack.
Okay.
Yes, we're going back to Richard's motion. Terry? Yes.
Specific language now.
Mm-hmm.
As a national election supervisor, I don't have it in front of me, but I can fit this in. Will decide the frequency of play, constrained only by established limits.
Hmm?
You're cutting in and out, I think, Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Will establish the frequency of play, I believe that's what it said, or it might have said something to that effect.
The national supervisor determined the frequency and rotation of these cards.
Okay, and after that cards then say, constrained only by established minimum limits. Minimum limits.
Constrained. I don't believe. All right, I'll put
he
it down.
He can go above, but he can't go below.
Established minimum limit.
Established minimum.
Minimum limits, right.
This hour of the night, that's a tough one. Minimum limit.
You know, a point of inquiry.
Yes, sir.
You know, to all of you, if we put a period after past elections, period,
what?
And struck, listen, Mary, now listen to all of it before you say what. Okay, if we put a period after elections and struck all of the rest of it and that the national, and just struck all of that, then it would mandate the playing of cards, and the motion that we have would be the operative rotation.
So I didn't see past elections. That's why I was going, what? But there isn't. You say, as in the past, period. That's what you're saying.
Oh, well, wait. No, that wouldn't. No, that
it doesn't
wouldn't
say
work.
Past
no, I'm withdrawing. Pretend I didn't say that.
Yeah,
go right ahead with what you're doing. All right.
Back.
All right. So we have Richard's words added, constrained only by established minimum limits. Terry?
Yes. Mine would substitute for Richard's in replacing the language of the final resolution. My problems with the resolution as it is that the language to continue to air candidate cart statements presumes the candidate cart statements are running. The specification of the National Election Supervisor as the determiner, I think, should be left to the election supervisors. And I have other language for to make this consistent with the resolution previously adopted by this committee if it is also accepted by the PMB. So I'm recommending the following language for the final paragraph. Resolved that the PMB Elections Committee recommend to the Foundation Executive Director and the Pacifica National Board that they direct all station management to air candidate cart statements as in the past, and that the election supervisors determine the frequency and rotation of these carts consistent with Foundation policy.
Okay.
Thus, if an additional policy is adopted, it will apply. And this does not specify which election supervisors determine the frequency rotation. That leaves it up to the election supervisors to fight among themselves.
Point of information, Terry, did you say established station policy? Or just station
with foundation,
policy?
Foundation policy.
The foundation. Okay, I knew there was a word in there. Okay, thank you.
So, you need that right again.
Okay, I got it.
Point of information?
Yeah.
Terry, were you saying that, each separate local election supervisor would be the one in charge at each place?
I'm saying we don't decide that.
Oh.
We just say that the election supervisors determine the frequency and rotation of the carts.
So if you want it
national, you oppose this substitute.
I would like to speak
to
that. I get on the
staff
too.
I'm thinking.
Richard?
Have one place where they play them a lot and the other not at all. We already have that.
Unless they accept that other policy. I'm sorry.
May I speak to that? Richard, are you speaking out loud or are you done? I would hate to leave it that loose to say the supervisors, because the point Richard makes, I think, is well taken. People could take that as license not to play them at all if they wanted to do a strict interpretation in a biased way. I must say also the point of this motion, I think, is quite different from the point of the other. This is to establish a very basic principle, and that is that the cards have to be played and that the National Election Supervisor, we can add in conjunction with the local supervisors, is in charge of them. And I think that, those two fundamental things, it is not untoward of us to want to reinforce those, and I think that this is a very simple statement that simply reinforces that, and I don't see that since they're in the bylaws that we could really get into any trouble espousing those two points. As soon as we start to refine it and talk about relating it to the other motion or to the local supervisors, I think we're going to be in trouble. I would really like to keep this very simple, and I think the way it's written probably would not have difficulty passing. The motions, the amendments that have been proposed may in fact gum it up a bit.
Point of order.
Oh.
Yes. Point of order.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Ted?
Yes.
Yes, Ted. Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, I think you can rule this amendment out of order since it distorts the initial intent, and then we don't have to go through the process of voting on it if the maker of the amendment will not withdraw it.
Well, Mary Berg here.
Mary?
I would object to that. That's not a given. I would totally object to that. So if the chair does so rule, I would have to appeal it. There is no basis to rule this out of order. There is a contradiction here.
Yes, I think Ted's point is well taken, and I don't want to go that route, but I understand your objection. But you're correct. There is a contradiction here.
And it's not simple if there's a contradiction. Mm-hmm. It's very complicated then. And I would like to further go on the stack when it's appropriate to speak in favor of Terry's amendment.
All right, go ahead. I guess it's appropriate now.
Well, Terry's amendment, there's no looseness in it whatsoever. It simply removes the contradiction. The National Election Supervisor determines the frequency and rotation of these cards consistent with foundation policy. Now, that there is no way that loosens anything that isn't loose before, but it is no longer a contradiction. And any PNB person who can read the language will see the same contradiction that we see. And then they're going to start to want to do something about it. So why don't we fix it here and now and get it over with?
Point of information for Terry. Do you see foundation policy as applying if the other motion does not pass the PNB? What foundation policy?
No, I don't think there will be any policy applying unless they pass something else. Either our prior recommendation or something they come up with.
Yeah, I think that's my objection then to it, because it does leave a possibility of nothing. If we amend this motion, then we will not have recommended that the cards be played that frequently or frequently at all.
Madam Chair,
point of
yes.
privilege.
Yes, Terry.
Well, no, I guess it's actually argument, so put me on the stack.
Okay. I'm sorry, who was that besides?
Well,
Terry.
This is not argument, but maybe I will go back to using a period to see if members of the committee you know, if you look at the last paragraph, the PNB Elections Committee recommend to the foundation, so on, that they direct all station management to continue to air. Continue, Terry means to continue, as they did in the prior elections, to continue to air candidate card statements as in past elections, period. Then, whether the other motion passes or not, if this one passes and is presented, it will call on the PMB and the ED to direct stations to carry candidates' cards. Then they're going to have to, if we can't pass the other motion, then they're going to have to figure out how to do it. So maybe a period after past elections, period.
You're adding the word elections to
yes,
past.
Yes, you're adding the word elections.
Adding
oh, no.
Word.
No, actually, it's there.
No,
not in our copy.
Not in our
version.
Oh, it
past.
Isn't? Oh, maybe. Oh, wait a moment. Did you alter? Maybe someone altered my
no,
text.
No, I just copied pasted it. But I may have been working with a different draft than you sent. As in the past, and
yes.
That is what I have.
So you want to strike
the word elections was in your copy?
Well, no, then the period could come in as in the past. Then everything could be struck from elections on.